All right, George, the next question is one that actually involves my business, but it's one that I think is fairly generic in terms of having broad applicability. When you have capital partners that put in equity, their equity interest in a partnership is, I think, fairly easy to figure out. Where it's getting a little bit more murky is when someone is asked to sign on to be a signer or a co-signer or a guarantor on some bank debt. They're not actually bringing money directly, but there is some value to that signature. And so now the question is, and if it's multiple signatures, like, or let's say some partners want to sign, other partners don't want to sign, how do we actually attach some shareholder value to being willing to signing on the debt?
Well, you can attach shareholder value by giving a larger return somewhere along the line. So if they take the secondary liability on the debt and say, okay, we will personally sign, which I don't heartily recommend by any means. Usually the property or the entity should stand on its own without having a personal obligation. So, but if there is a personal obligation and somebody signs and they have assets, and they're recognized by the lending institution as having value, they should get paid something for that privilege, for signing on, even if they never get called upon, because they are taking on additional liability. It's just a question of how you're going to compensate them. What type of additional bonus or benefit are they going to get because they stuck their neck out where somebody else didn't?
Mm-hmm.
But they're certainly entitled to it. But my think is this is usually I don't know why you should have personal liability. Can't you make the loan without personal liability? Let the property stand by itself. Or at this, you put up some kind of a letter of credit or a fund at that point where everybody's already signed up. So that's they've all taken on and purchased a share of a letter of credit, which serves as the security in lieu of having somebody sign. In other words, that's the bank will take that also as the additional potential liability.
Right, right.
And if you do that, you don't have to worry about somebody signing or not signing. You all got to say, I mean, as a partnership, we had if we took out a loan, we were all liable as partners. End of story. So it's something akin to what you have here, but they're entitled to some type of compensation if you make a distinction between who is secondarily liable and who is primarily liable on any shortfall of the debt.
Okay. All right. Very good.